Chapter 13. Passing under the huge stone, Nath's senses caught fire. The landscape, the great throne, the colors of everything changed. He swore the sun rose and set. The moon emerged, dimmed, and made way for the sun to come out again. Holding his head, he squeezed his eyes shut and fought for his balance.
What trick is this?
He said, reaching out for Selene.
Where are you?
I'm here,
she said, clasping her arm in his.
Easy, Nath. The feeling will pass.
He pulled away and straightened himself. The moving ground seemed to settle beneath him. He glanced back at the monstrous portal. This side of it was still there, but changed somehow.
Tell me,
he said.
What is that?
A barrier in time. It can move you forward or move you back. In this case,
she said, tilting her head toward the sky,
it moved us forward.
As Nath looked up, every fiber of his being became taut.
Impossible!
The floating city hovered above. The jacksite stones, bright and brilliant blue, pulsated with eerie power.
Isn't it magnificent?
Selene said, checking her nails.
It was one of my better ideas, actually. Using a few small stones only controlled a few dragons. But with the entire city of stone, well, I believe Gorn Gratik can control them all.
Nath gaped. This wasn't something he would ever have imagined. Control of the entire city's worth of powerful jacksite just might bend the will of all dragons who came near. Nalzambor wouldn't stand a chance.
I thought we were in this together, Selene.
Don't misunderstand me,
she whispered, looking around.
I came up with this beforehand. I didn't expect it to bear fruit already, but seeing it now, well,
she sighed.
It's exhilarating.
You cannot control all of that power.
No, Nath. You're right. I cannot.
Golden eyes as big as moons, Nath watched the dragons who rested on their perches atop the buildings in the city. They had great metal chains around their necks.
Did they pull it here?
He said to Selene. His blood became hot, and smoke rolled from his nostrils.
Was that your idea, too?
No, Nath Dragon,
said a powerful, self-assured, bone-rattling voice.
It was mine.
Nath twisted his hips around and found himself facing the monstrous form of a dragon man.
Allow me to introduce you to my master, Nath.
Selene opened her palm out for display.
This is Gorn Gratik.
Nath felt his heart skip and then pound like thunder. This dragon man's evil aura disrupted every scale and every fiber of his makeup. Gorn stood 8 feet in height, with great horns combed back from his head. His penetrating eyes burned with ice-cold fire. His countenance had hard, terrifying features. His scales shifted between white, gray, and black. His hands were great paws with steel-rending claws. Chin high and shoulders broad, there was an omnipotent air about him.
Time to talk, Nath Dragon,
Gorn said, turning his back on him. A great tail swept over the ground behind him as he headed toward the throne.
Come!
Nath had fought creatures far bigger than Gorn. Giants, Ettins, dragons, and the Lurker. But he had never felt as small as he did now. Unlocking his frozen knees, he moved forward as if with a will not his own. The commanding power of Gorn's voice was overwhelming, much like that of his father, Balzerth. Selene's firm but gentle touch pushed him along. His eyes met hers. They spoke to him through his muddled thoughts.
Don't do anything until I do.
She had said that, but it might be too late to do anything by then. He'd have to trust her for now. He took a breath, forced himself forward. He could handle being in the presence of his father, the most powerful dragon of all.
Certainly I can handle Gorn.
Blood rushed through him. His aversion to evil ignited over and over. His thoughts raced. What would become of Nalzimbor under Gorn's rule? It would be devastated.
I must stop this monster,
he thought. But the conviction was not there.
But how?
Gorn stopped at the stone throne, which was still far too big for him, and turned.
Can you feel it, Nathdragon?
Gorn said, his tongue licked out, tasting the air.
Feel what?
Defeat,
Gorn said, hissing somewhat.
Inevitable defeat.
Nat pulled his shoulders back a little, lifted his chin, and said,
I'm surprised, Gorn. I thought you'd be more confident than that. I'm more than happy to accept your surrender.
He looked at Celine, dusted his hands off, and added,
That was easy.
Gorn laughed a booming laugh. Flame shot from his nose.
I must admit, I've not done that in centuries. I give you credit, foolish Nat.
It's Nat.
Gorn's clawed hands clutched in and out. His black tongue licked over his snout. He then said,
I bet your father doesn't appreciate your clever tongue. But I find merit in it. The same as I do in a jackal when it laughs. Nathdragon. Balzerth's lone spawn. Born with a foul tongue. It's no surprise he is so disappointed in you.
Everything can be disappointing. It just depends on your perspective of things. For example,
Nat said, moving closer,
I'm disappointed in you. I expected you to be bigger, scarier. But you're hardly a monster at all. I've seen worse.
He glanced at Celine.
I've faced more terrible. Are you sure this is the Dark Dragon Lord?
Mind yourself, fool,
Celine said, drawing her hand back.
Silence your tongue.
Nath couldn't. He tended to run his mouth when he was scared. It was a reflex of sorts. Something about his mouthing off soothed him within. Dropping his hands to his hips, he faced Gorn.
What do you want of me, Gorn? Do we fight? Talk? Bicker like old women at one another? Does my death give you victory in this war?
I don't need your death to win,
Gorn said.
I won the moment you stepped through that portal.
Nath felt his scales stand up on end. What had happened? What had he done?
I don't see how.
Oh,
Gorn said, rubbing his chin.
You don't see it? Well then, let me show you.
Gorn stretched his arms out toward the great stone portal and huffed in Dragonese. A brilliant mirage of dark colors twisted and turned within. Slowly, images formed. Nath turned and gaped. Dragons covered the world in flame.